You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A couple things to celebrate on today, of course. Major announcement happening at 7:12. $1,000 Friday continues on.
Oh, yeah.
Playmaker going to make somebody a thousandaire today. Woo! We've got a couple opportunities for you to get in on that, too. So stick with us through the rest of the show if you haven't yet gotten qualified for that money.
I need to get in that. God.
Both of us are chiefed out.
Red Friday, Shay. Our Chiefs taking on the lowly Cleveland Browns this week.
Oh.
Because they just fired their coach, Hugh Jackson. Like, they just fired him Monday.
I know. And somebody else, too. The offensive coach, too,
yeah,
right?
The former Chief, Todd Haley. He used to be our coach, 2009 to 2011. Here's Coach Andy Reid talking about this week's matchup.
We look forward to the challenge of playing the Browns and they've got very good personnel there and good football players, and they're coached, and that's and so we've got to make sure that we take care of the process in which we go through every week and get ourselves ready to play against a good football team.
Oh yeah, it's going down 12 o'clock in Cleveland. I fully expect for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to come out rocking and to win big, because the Browns are not that good. They're good defensively. But offensively, our defense should be able to handle it. I'm looking for we should put up a 40 burger against them. About 41 to about 16. 41-16. That's what I think the score will be.
They've got the new QB there.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. And I wonder if he's going to feel confident, you know, now that the coach gone, they done cleaned house.
Whew. They're new. The coach, who's the interim coach, Greg Williams, he ain't that good, to be honest with you. He got in trouble for a bounty gate, which
What's
was that? They put out bounties against players of the opposing team.
I remember that with the Patriots.
He was with the Saints. I'm not sure what teams they were.
Okay.
But, you know, he gave players rewards for injuring the other players on the other teams.
Oh, that's dirty.
Yeah, he's, but he's from here though. He's from like Blue Springs.
Get out.
Yeah, Greg Williams. Yeah.
Call up Greg.
Yeah, he don't want to call up this week.
Why?
Yeah, I might have a couple words for him. If he does anything to Patrick Mahomes, it's on. Right? It's on.
How you gonna get there? You don't even want to fly.
Okay. I will for my dog, Showtime Mahomes. I sure will.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s, mostly cloudy. Cloudy at 50 right now. And Lisa, Michelle, what's poppin'?
I'm not a part of the family, but I feel like maybe they should wait a little bit. Aretha Franklin's Detroit home has been placed on the market for sale.
What's wrong with, why should they wait?
They don't want to turn that into like a museum or something to memorialize her life and times.
I mean, it ain't Paisley Park.
If my mother passed away, I'm not selling her house. Especially not.
What if nobody
want to
live
later
in it though?
None of us want to live in my mother's house. But
so you should sell it.
No.
So it's just going to sit there unoccupied?
If Mama B. Shining passes, you're selling it?
Oh, you dang on right I'm selling it.
What?
Yes. If don't nobody want, if my brother don't want to live in it, yes, that thing is gone.
The home has 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and more than 4,100 square feet. The home was built in 1990 and is currently listed for $800,000.
Man, get your money if you can off of.
No, man. Mommy lived there. Like, her spirit is still there right now.
Oh, here. Come on, Shay. Her spirit is everywhere, okay?
Your guy T.I. is being sued for $5 million for allegedly defrauding cryptocurrency investors.
Come on, T.I., what is you doing, fam? Come on, dog. Come on.
They say that T.I. and his business partner allegedly engaged in what's called a pump and dump scheme involving their cryptocurrency. And now a group of upset investors are suing them for securities fraud.
Hey, what are you doing?
25 investors say that they poured over $1.3 million for now worthless securities called Flick tokens.
Yeah, that, I remember that cryptocurrency was big. A year and a half ago, two years ago, and it just plummeted. All of a sudden, it would just stop working for some reason or something. Did you ever see that movie, Dope? That movie was about young kids selling stuff for cryptocurrency.
You got to go help your friend.
I'll help Tip out. Holla at me, dog.
Cardi B is going to be releasing her Fashion Nova line. We've been hearing a lot about it over the last couple of months, and it'll finally be here on November the 15th.
They gonna have a big and tall section?
Ew. It's Cardi B. It's women's clothing.
I thought they had a men's division, too.
Fashion Nova does, but not Cardi B's line. Oh. It's for women.
I mean, well, are they gonna have a husky section for the ladies? They need love, too.
It's not husky. It's called plus size.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's a curvy.
They gonna have that?
Cardi says, sometimes designers don't have what I'm looking for. Designers don't make jeans that fit me. I have a big butt, and they seem not to fit me. The only jeans that fit me would be like Fashion Nova jeans. Mm. Oh, I didn't even try to talk like her. I should have tried it.
You should.
That's how I balance it out.
Come on, hit me with it.
I don't care if it's if it costs $20 or $15.
It was good.
If it looks good on me, I could style it up. The line will range from junior size into plus size.
There we go.
And the average price point is going to be about $40.
Yes. Showing love to all my voluptuous women out there. You know what I'm saying? How y'all ladies doing out there?
Why are you trying to sound like Myron, though? Why are you trying to sound like Myron D right now? I'm going to wake him up and tell him you trying to clown.
Chill out. Chill out. He's listening anyway.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm super mad, man. I've been trying to ignore it the best of my ability, man. But these political ads with the, just because I'm black, I don't have to vote Democrat. Hey, man, that bugs me. Like, if we sitting here watching the news and watching what's going on in the world, and we watching who's doing what to who, how can we get that? Oh, Lord, help me. Help me understand that one.
Well, fam, we have to play everybody's political ad, the ones who pay.
I get it. It's like an oxymoron almost. You know what I'm saying?
But it is true, though, because you are black. You don't have to, you know, vote either way. You can do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, that's facts. You know what I'm saying? But we got to break this down, man. We gotta be more potent with the honesty here. Like, ain't no Republican doing anything for people of minority communities or anything like that. But for each his own. I just wanted to, you know, express how mad I am from even hearing that, man.
Right. Well, make sure that you're spending time with friends and family and educating them. That's the way that we can change and make sure that people are involved in the political process. Voting on Tuesday. Polls open up at 6 a.m., close at 7 p.m. Yes. I'm going to see you out there, Rashawn.
All right. I see. Hopefully I see both of y'all. You better not be in no cheap gear.
Man, please, don't even talk to me this year because your team just got destroyed last night. Your team is the worst team in the NFL.
You went from political to football?
Yeah, we can go either way. I'm versatile. All right, Rashawn.
Hey, man, y'all doing y'all thing, man. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
100. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, Donald Trump hit the campaign trail and wound up in Columbia, Missouri, and in support of Republicans running for office.
Josh shares your values and he will fight for your values all the time. The choice in this election could not be more clear.
Clear.
He definitely has a way of words, doesn't he?
Mike Pence will be in the town today at Hy-Vee Arena to attend a campaign rally for Republican candidates as well. Will you be taking off work to attend?
Talking to me? Because Brian won't. I got a wedding to do tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's getting married?
My dog, Big Reese Brown. And he's marrying Rachel. Shout out to Rachel.
Is that the guy that was at your birthday party? Who worked at the ice cream place?
Mm-hmm. That's my dog, man. I love that dude.
Oh, that's what's up.
You know, we do the podcast together and all that, you know.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, you won't have an extra hour to sleep quite yet in time for the wedding. But on Sunday, mm-hmm. it's the end of daylight saving time. So you'll be able to get like an extra hour because we're going to fall back.
Yes, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I hate when we spring forward. Love it when we fall back, get that extra hour of rest. But the only bad thing about that, Shay, is that it's going to get dark around 5:20 now.
Yeah.
At night. I always get confused about if it gets darker in the morning, like earlier or later. I always get confused with that.
Yeah, it gets darker earlier.
Okay.
So you really notice the difference during daylight saving time?
Yeah, a little bit.
You do?
Mm-hmm. At night, yes, not in the morning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel that extra hour of sleep?
No. Do you?
No. Mm, yeah. It doesn't interrupt me. I don't know.
I remember one year it did, though. Like 2009 or 2010, I was just extremely energetic for some reason. I don't know what it was.
Why do you remember the year randomly?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'm particular with dates and stuff.
Do you know why we observe daylight saving time?
I have no clue, but I heard they're trying to get rid of it.
Well, it started during World War I as a way to conserve energy. So if there's more daylight hours, mm-hmm. you know, while people are awake, then people wouldn't need to burn lights and heat as much or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they did it. But there are places in the country that don't observe. Arizona is one.
Yeah.
Florida has passed a bill trying to get rid of daylight saving time as well. And scientists say that it really doesn't save a huge amount of energy anyway. So...
be that as it may, I wouldn't be surprised if everybody gets rid of it one day.
Yeah, they would have to go through Congress, and as it stands right now, it ain't look like nobody gonna do nothing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Oprah Winfrey lent her stardom to the gubernatorial campaign of Stacey Abrams, who won the Democratic nomination in the state of Georgia.
For all those who paved the way that we might have the right to vote. And for anybody here who has an ancestor who didn't have the right to vote, and you are choosing not to vote wherever you are in this state, in this country, you are dishonoring your family.
Amen.
Oprah took them to church,
you
fam.
You are disrespecting and disregarding their legacy, their suffering, and their dreams when you don't vote. The greatest country in the world, and the right to vote is like the crown we all get to wear. Maya used to say, baby, your crown has been paid for, so put it on your head and wear it. So your crown's been paid for. The right to vote is your crown.
Wow. That's the way you put it right there.
I love her.
I have a hard time explaining, other than the obvious reasons, why you need to vote. And I think that's perfect right there. You got to honor our ancestors who died for this.
I think about my great-great-grandmother who wasn't even considered anything. She hoped to one day be free. And now I get to go stand and make my choice. So I make my choice in her memory, mm-hmm. and in her honor, in honor of all the men and women in other parts of the world who want to vote and don't have that right.
Yeah. I think
there's dictatorships all over this world today.
I was going to say, we're so spoiled with our first world problems that we don't even think about other countries who don't have the right to do that, who don't have the right to go out and pick presidents.
A lot of folks are happy that Oprah came to Georgia, and I saw a lot of folks online, Brian, who felt as though, you know, what is Hollywood Oprah coming to Georgia and inserting herself in Georgia politics?
That's asinine. Someone with that much power, that much pull, that much influence, that could help out somebody.
In general, how do you feel about celebrities getting involved in politics?
I feel like they have just as much of a right as we do. They're involved in this world.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is 7:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. It'll be cloudy. Right now, you're a cloudy at 50 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Alvin Che, member of Take Six, is 51 today.
I like Take Six.
Brian McKnight's little brother's in the group.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Stevie J, Grammy Award winning producer. Oh, he produces?
Yeah, he in the video, hugging on Mariah.
He's 47, but it says disputed next to that.
Of course they gonna hate on my dog, Sleazy Sauce.
Well, Diddy gonna be 49 on tomorrow, so.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think they saying Stevie might be older than 47.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And Missouri rapper Nelly is 44 today.
Uh-oh, there we go. Pimp Juice.
Oh, hey. Lord.
Happy birthday to everybody born on November 2nd.
So Chris Brown and his baby mama, Nia Guzman, have been able to come to an agreement regarding their child support order. Now, if you remember, she was trying to get her child support payments of $2,500 a month increased to $21,000 per month.
Hey, boy, getting that bread.
Test tube, baby.
Well, apparently they reached an agreement. Brown is going to buy her a new home and will also pay over $100,000 for her legal fees as they were going back and forth about this.
Making that real money.
God. Imagine having to fork over $100,000 just be like, here, get away from me.
That's like $10 to him now.
Yeah, okay.
$40.
$100,000 is not a big deal to Chris Brown.
$100,000 is a big deal to anybody.
No, you have to look at it. No, you have to look at it in perspective, the type of guap this man has. I mean, that's nothing.
That's a lot of money, Shay.
To you and I, because we got to show up at work and do this. He get to dance and paint and make clothes and do all this other stuff and act. And
I bet you he didn't want to give it up.
No, they came to this agreement outside of the lawyers. So he's going to do it for $40? And I think it's good. He should buy her a new home. He don't want his child to be living in a hovel. Why would you want to have your daughter with you living in a mansion and then she go back to the mother and they got roaches? That's all you got to do is react. When a pimp tell you to do something, react. So Will Smith and Martin Lawrence have confirmed a Bad Boys 3.
Oh, yeah, I'm here for that, Shay. I'm definitely here for that.
Yo, I'm telling y'all, this is crazy. Wait, just wait. It's official, baby. Bad Boys 3. It's happening. It's official. I'm telling you, that's it. No more. Y'all can't handle no more of that.
Yes. Now, I'm not a real big fan of Bad Boys 1, but Bad Boys 2 was great. It was everything. And I'm definitely here for 50-year-old Will Smith and 50-something-year-old Martin Lawrence to do Bad Boys 3.
Martin Lawrence done leaned out on y'all, though, because, you know, at one time he was looking a little fluffy, and he leaned out. I'm real proud of
Martin
him.
Martin Lawrence ain't never looked fluffy. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay. I say nothing.
You don't.
Your GOAT, Kobe Bryant, has unveiled a range of sports-themed projects, including books, theater, animation, and live action.
It's everybody's GOAT.
No, not everybody.
He should be.
So he's going to be releasing 5 middle grade and young adult novels in 2019 and 2020. And these are books that he conceptualized.
You need to pronounce his name right, by the way.
What did I say wrong?
He's Oscar Award winning Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bean Bryant, that is. Mr. Kobe Bean Bryant.
Well, Oscar winning is not his name. That is a designation that he received in
honor.
Well,
you need to add on to that. Okay, 5-time world champion, Oscar winner, Kobe Bean Bryant, the greatest of all time.
See, I ain't on it like that. So, I mean, you on it like that. So, you're feeling that? I'm not. Sorry. Yeah.
Really? Now, you know I'm going to take that, right?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Imagine Oprah Winfrey knocking on your door. You open it up, and there she is with a camera crew.
Like, hey, Oprah, you couldn't hit me up first? I couldn't get a shape up or something? Hey.
That's what she was doing in Georgia yesterday. She knocked on folk doors and talked about Stacey Abrams, who is the first black woman to receive a major party nomination in the governor's race in the state of Georgia.
Wow. Georgia's really changing by the minute. You know, you got a female black mayor in Atlanta.
Well, they've had other female black mayors. Yeah. Shirley Franklin was.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. But see, the thing about Georgia is this, and I lived there a couple different times. It's Atlanta and then the rest of Georgia. That's how it is.
I can see that. I could definitely see that.
It's Atlanta and the rest of Georgia, which is very rural.
Yeah.
And people have very conservative values. I was online yesterday watching the live stream of Oprah campaigning for Stacey Abrams. And if you could have read the comments, Brian, it was so negative. There were so many people who were saying that, you know, why is Oprah inserting herself into Georgia politics? They was like, she's not welcome in Georgia. You need to leave. You're Hollywood. You don't know what Georgia needs. So it boded the question, how do people feel about, you know, celebrities inserting themselves in politics?
I believe it's welcome, Shay. Let's look at the career of Marvin Gaye. In the 60s, he was making love music and stuff. Then the Vietnam War happened, right? And then he started making songs like What's Going On, and he started getting real political. And these people have voices as well. Muhammad Ali, famous for his stance, Colin Kaepernick. So,
but people always say to them, run the ball. Do not insert yourself in this.
That's not right, though. Right. They live in the same world that we live in. They have to go under the same policies that we do. So they have a voice as well.
All right. What are your thoughts?
They up their arms about Oprah being out there, but we got a freaking clown in the office right now who started off as a reality star. Mm. Now, the comment as far as black people voting, I understand why some people don't vote. It's kind of hard to choose between crap and a crap sandwich, you know what I mean? Mm. But we need to start educating ourselves so we can get the right people in office, so we can get the right policies in place, you know what I mean? That's something that we got to do ourselves. But I vote, so I just hope everybody do their due diligence. Study up on who they're trying to vote for. Make sure they got the policies in place that they want and try to make it happen, man.
We with you, man. You put it just as cogent as anybody else could. And also the fact that to sit on a jury, you have to be a registered voter. So that's important when we have these Trayvon Martin situations, when we have these Mike Brown situations. If the jury is not a jury of your peers, then is it really...
And like you hit the nail on it, like right there, I don't even think a lot of black people even know that you got to be registered voter in order to be on the jury. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like you said, if we ain't even registering to vote, how are people going to get peers on the jury? So also, I want to shout out my wife, Gina. Our anniversary's coming up Sunday.
Oh,
happy anniversary,
so
baby. I love you.
Congratulations.
Hold up. I want to know what he going to do, Brian. What you going to do for the anniversary?
I can't tell you that, girl.
Hey, keep it a secret, fam. Thank you for your call.
I want everybody to know what I'm trying to do.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I thought this was a old scheme that had went out with the bump, but apparently it didn't. FBI is warning Kansas City residents about online romance schemes.
Whoa.
Two women broke bread with 33-year-old Henry Asamani for what he told them was a gold mine in Ghana. Now, one Lee Summit woman gave up $3 million to him. Another Leawood, Kansas woman gave $800,000.
Oh, where they at?
I can't even get you to give me a dollar to get a little Debbie cake out the snack machine.
No. Not a penny out of me.
I wonder what that conversation had to sound like when he was trying to make that $3 million conversion. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello, may I speak with the kettle?
Hey, baby, that's me.
I have a proposition for you.
A what?
A proposition. Proposition A for Africa. Back in my home country of Ghana, you know I am prince. I have my own money.
Yes, I know.
It has come to my attention that my gold mine needs improvement, and I need your help. For a small investment of $3 million, we will see a return of $300
million. $300
million? Yes, can you count that many zeros?
Are you sure, baby?
I am absolutely, positively, 100% sure.
Well, okay.
I just need the 3 digits on the back of your credit card.
Okay, 743.
Okay, what is the expiration date on your credit card?
7/2022.
Is this American Express?
No, this is Visa.
Perfect. Oh, that's how it went?
I guess.
It's that easy, boy. I need to get in some of that.
Shoot.
What would you scam for $3 million? Back massages or something? Cooking pound cakes?
What?
Hot 103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Ryan, we've got number one New York Times bestselling author Susie Orman. She's known for giving sage financial advice, so I know you're going to love this segment with her because he is like a spendthrift. He doesn't let go of a coin.
Nah, yeah, I save every penny I can. How you doing?
I'm good, sir, and you?
Trying to build up my bank account for the holidays.
I'm telling you, that's whatever. You know, I have to tell you something. When I was a financial advisor seeing clients, we would work all year long in order to get them out of debt, in order to make them okay. And then came November and December. And in 1 month, they went all the way back again to where we started the year because of the money they spent for the holidays coming up. Biggest mistake anybody can make.
It's the truth, though. So many of us are nostalgic around the holidays, and we want to show our love to our family and friends by purchasing things. Why do you think the emotional connection to spending is as great as it is?
It's because everybody shows their love through the things that they buy for one another. Everybody wants to show up. You know, when, you know, I used to do this little thing because I don't have kids, but I used to always go to these schools where all these moms would drive up in their cars and let their little kids out to go to school. And everyone would be dressed in a cuter outfit than the other with their little backpacks on. And I would sit there and I would think to myself, you know, these moms are spending money, and their kids at the age of 5 and 6, they don't know what they're wearing. They're just, you know, having these clothes put on them, and it's the moms that are showing off how cute their little kids are by what they're dressed in. So starting from the very start, we think, oh, but we have to buy this for our kids. And then our kids learn, oh, but he or she has this. I want this. And then at the holiday season, that's when you tend to give everybody that by thinking that it's an expression of your love.
Every day in the email, Shay will get these offers, right? Save 25%, save 30%. And I'm like, Shay, you didn't budget for this. Don't buy it, delete it. What do you say to people who feel obligated to catch on to those sales when it's in their emails and it's so easily accessible?
I think what you should do is just delete it.
Mm-hmm.
And see if, in fact, 2 days from now, you even remembered the fact that they sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that you didn't even want it. Remember, the real key to financial success, and I talk about this in great detail in my book, Women and Money, which, you know, this year it just came out again, updated from 2007 when it was a number one New York Times bestseller. But it really will teach you how to be strong, smart, and secure with your money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just simply take your money and most of the time purchase needs versus wants, I'm here to tell you, you will start to save so much money, it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let people entice you into spending money by you opening up emails.
Yeah, Shay, you don't need an extra pair of thigh-high boots for the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you put my personal business out there with Susie Orman, but it's okay. I was raised very poor, Susie Orman. I had 2 pair of pants. 1 pair I wore on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the other pair was Tuesday and Thursday. And so I like clothes. I like to look nice, and I want to dress.
All right, so here's what I would say to you. You can dress. Just wear the same things like you did way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Wear the same things over and over again.
Oh, she ain't trying to hear that.
Listen, I'm a very wealthy woman, right? No doubt about it.
Okay.
But look at my earrings. I have one set of earrings. Look at any picture you have ever seen about me going all the way back to middle 1995 when I got them.
Mm.
Right? I have one pair of earrings. I have one, purse. That's it for all the years. The pants and the things that you see me wearing, I've been wearing the same ones now for like 10 years.
She ain't trying to hear that, Susie. She is not trying to hear it.
My face looks very befuddled right now as you're saying I should only have one pair of pants.
Susie Orman's book, Women and Money, available.
Yes. Be strong, be smart, be secure.
Yes.
There you go, Shay. Just so you know, I grew up on the south side of Chicago.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. Read my
Thug
history.
Life.
I was a waitress till I was 30 years of age, making $400 a month, girlfriend.
Wow.
I know what it's like to be poor.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Susie. We appreciate you so much for spending time with us.
Anytime. You take care. Shay, stop spending money.
He's got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the upper 50s today. Mostly cloudy right now. You are cloudy at 51. The Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
I can't tell the family what to do, but for some reason this saddens me, Brian. Aretha Franklin's Detroit home has been placed on the market for sale.
What's wrong with that?
She just died, fam. I mean...
Exactly. She gone. What they gonna do with the house?
Shouldn't they turn it into some sort of museum or something? Or, I mean, it's Aretha Franklin.
Listen, she didn't have no extra guitars laying around like Prince did. It's not Paisley Park. Just let the house go, Shay.
You don't know what's in there.
Let Big Mama's house go. She might got some like old like keytars and pianos and stuff, you know, that you can give away or something. But just let the house go.
I'm really saddened by this. You're laughing.
I don't understand why though. Like nobody's in it.
I'm very nostalgic. But a home is a 5-bedroom, 7-bath house, more than 4,100 square feet. They're asking $800,000 for the house.
That's it?
$800,000?
I thought it'd be worth more than that.
Well, 4,100 square feet is not like, you know, a whole mansion. That's a big house, though.
Come on, Patty!
Your boy T.I. is caught up in a securities fraud kerfuffle. He's being sued for $5 million for allegedly defrauding cryptocurrency investors.
Hey, what are you doing?
Come on, Tip.
25 of these investors filed a lawsuit claiming that they gave Tip $1.3 million for now worthless securities called Flick tokens.
Between him and the dude from Africa, what are we going to do? We got to stop all this scamming.
I never understood the whole cryptocurrency thing anyway.
I don't either. It definitely boomed up a couple years ago.
And then the bottom fell out.
Oh, yes, it did. A couple people who I know who are close to me was looking at me foolish because I didn't want to invest in it. I ain't going to say no words and no names, but, you know, they know who they are.
So Cardi B is going to be releasing her 80-piece collection with Fashion Nova later this month.
I got all of them.
A lot of folks been waiting for this line. She's been posting a lot about it, and she's been very involved in the process of trying the clothing on and choosing the designs and whatnot. We hear that the line will range from junior sizes to plus size, and an average price point is going to be $40.
Ew.
So she said,
come on, hit me with it. Come on. No, hit me with it.
Every little detail matters to me. I want to make these women look so happy, so radiant, sexy, so corporate and poppin'. I want them to look like they wearing Gucci and Prada, but they not.
It was good.
They wearing my line. Sorry. Yeah. Fashion Nova drops the line on November 15th.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.